With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana and Washington state lawmakers will meet this fall about the possibility of weaning Washington off of Montana coal. Members of Montana's Energy and Telecommunications Interim Committee decided today to accept an invitation from their counterparts in Washington to discuss the issue. Some Washington lawmakers have proposed accelerating the state's transition to clean energy sources by making it easier for utilities there to shut down part of eastern Montana's Colstrip coal-fired power plant. A utility in Washington is a part owner of the Colstrip plant. Montana Senator Dwayne Ankeny says he and three other Montana lawmakers will visit Spokane in October to emphasize the impact Washington's energy decisions could have on Montana's workforce and economy. Ankeny will suggest that Colstrip could be equipped with carbon capturing technology rather than be phased out. Lawmakers on the committee also suggested inviting Washington lawmakers and public utility regulators to visit Colstrip.
I believe that that does not go far enough.
That's Hamilton Republican Senator Pat Connell.
I believe that it is incumbent that the state of Washington step out of their comfort zone and leave the state of Washington and have a public hearing at Colstrip or in Rosebud County so that the people that are directly affected by any action that they consider have an opportunity to present their case to the people that are making the decision.
The agenda for the October meeting when Montana lawmakers go to Spokane has not been finalized. The Missoulian newspaper and Montana Kaiman are reporting that a University of Montana student has been arrested in connection with a reported sexual assault on campus in August. Fazlidin Sharipov, a 27-year-old from Tajikistan, pleaded not guilty this morning in Missoula Municipal Court on 5 misdemeanor counts of sexual assault. He's being represented by a public defender, and the court ordered him to give up his passport if he posts bond. A female University of Montana student reported being raped by a male student on August 28th. The death of an inmate at Flathead County Jail has prompted a state investigation, Corin Cates Carney reports.
Iberica Capilino was found dead in her cell Thursday morning during a security round in Kalispell. Flathead County Sheriff Chuck Curry says those security rounds happen every 30 minutes.
They did find that she was not breathing. They requested EMS, of course, started CPR, and attempts to resuscitate her were not successful, unfortunately.
The 29-year-old is being held on charges of criminal possession of dangerous drugs, criminal contempt, and criminal trespass. The State Criminal Investigation Bureau and the Sanders County Coroner are looking into the death. Sheriff Chuck Curry says there wasn't sign of anything strange causing Polino's death, but the cause of her death is still speculation. An autopsy is planned at the State Crime Lab in Missoula. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Federal officials say Montana has a safe aviation program, but it's unlikely the state's 5 firefighting helicopters will be used to respond to blazes on U.S. Forest Service land this year. Montana's 5 modified helicopters have been barred from responding to fires in national forests in the state because federal standards require that those helicopters use smaller buckets to scoop water. Montana Governor Steve Bullock objected to U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, prompting a review by federal aviation experts last week. A grizzly bear trapped and released in Montana has wandered into northern Idaho, where state and federal officials are trying to recapture it due to concern that it's lost its natural wariness to humans. Idaho Fish and Game officials tell the Spokesman Review newspaper in a story today that the 2-year-old male grizzly, that's about 165 pounds, has been spotted in the Coeur d'Alene River drainage several times since September 4th. The man charged with killing a Great Falls man and fleeing, setting off a 3-day manhunt in the hills north of Helena, made his initial appearance in district court in Great Falls today. Brandon Conrad Miesmer is charged with deliberate homicide in the shooting death of 26-year-old Cody Steve Bruyere late Sunday or early Monday. 2 people reported Miesmer forced them to drive him to Helena, where he eventually let them go. Weather forecasters are predicting gorgeous late summer weather this weekend, but a major change is just around the corner. Trent Smith is a National Weather Service meteorologist in Missoula. He says skies should be mostly sunny this weekend with highs from the upper 70s to the upper 80s. But a new system moves in late Monday that will drop temperatures anywhere from 20 to 30 degrees below normal.
This should bring some widespread precipitation to the area, but much cooler temperatures. Highs by Tuesday should only be in the low to mid-50s, so it's going to be a considerable change.
Smith says many parts of western Montana could get up to a tenth of an inch of rain next week, Eastern Montana won't get as much moisture, but will also cool down.
There is a potential that some morning next week we'll see temperatures drop close to freezing, maybe even down to a hard frost in a few locations.
Smith says it's too soon to issue specifics about the possibility of frost. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.